Welcome to Howl with the Wolves. In this month's episode, we're spotlighting our winter sports, basketball, volleyball, and badminton. So let's get started. Starting with women's basketball, new head coach Moira Gagnon and fourth years Ellie Collins and Jenny Cripps talk about the unique challenges and rewards of balancing sports and schoolwork and share the team's big goals for the upcoming season.
We've completed 3 weeks of practice now with 12 returning athletes and three new players. And as a new coach, I'm trying to get to know the players and figure out what their strengths are and what we need to work on. Obviously, whenever a new coach takes over, it takes time for the athletes to adjust to a different coaching style and expectations. And what I've determined already is that this team is extremely keen to learn and improve, and they're working hard to execute what we're teaching. So let's hear from Jenny and Ellie how it's really going. And even though I'm the coach, they'll be able to speak freely about what they want to say. So Jenny, as a you're in fourth year of science, and as a science student and a student athlete, how do you manage the demands of both commitments?
So time management is key. I've learned from a lot of the older girls when I was in my first and second years of how you need to be able to balance and do work on the bus. Any free time you get, you got to spend at the library and make sure you're always staying ahead of what's going on and always looking at what can you do next, because with a busy practice schedule and lots of games, it's important that you don't get behind. And if you do, reaching out to your coach or your team members to get help on students who've taken the class or have knowledge on it always helped me throughout my last 4 years, and now here I am.
That's great. Now, as a varsity athlete, because you've come up through high school always doing sports and probably more than one sport, would it be weird if you were in school and not doing a sport?
Yeah, I actually thought about that, because before I came here, I was determined that I would not play any sports when I came to university because I thought it'd be too hard. But once I got offered, I was really excited, and when I got here, I was scared. But then I realized that I just like being a part of a community and a team, and it also, I had immediate friends when I got here, so I couldn't imagine like not having these girls and going to this school.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing. You instantly belong once you're on a team and at your first year at university. Ellie, so you're also in fourth year, and after 3 years with the same coach, what are some of the challenges adjusting to a new coach? You can say anything.
I think one of the big ones is just kind of getting to know what your playing styles are like and just adjusting to those. I know in the past, it's kind of been a competition between everybody. It was like you're on your own, fight for your floor time. So I'm excited this year to actually be able to show skill and not just be able to compete against everybody and reunite as a team. I think a big thing this year is as a team, just getting back our confidence and being able to grow and just enjoy our last season because we're both seniors, so just to enjoy it.
Yeah, that's great. Obviously, I've just been with you guys for a month now. You really are a tight group. And, you know, people always say that, oh, when you're a winning team, you get so tight. But you guys haven't had a lot of success in the past, and yet you're really quite close.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like every loss just kind of came with consequences as well as rewards, like kind of taking that moment to, okay, like what happened, what can we do better and work on it as a team going forward and just learn each other's skills and things that they aren't so good at and kind of just going from there.
That's great. So in terms, this is kind of for both of you, in terms of goals for this season, what are you thinking personally, and what do you think for the team?
Okay, so one of my goals for the season is just to, like, enjoy it, not basketball-wise. I want to have more fun. I want to be tighter with my team. I just want to have the best last year possible, whether that means winning every game or losing every game. I just want it to be a better environment, and I can already see that happening, which makes me really excited for this season. A more personal basketball goal that would be is just to get better. I just want to improve the much I can with the time I have left, whether that be scoring or defense or whatever it is. I also want to be a better teammate. I think throughout the past 3 years, I did kind of fall into maybe not being the best teammate with just some of the stuff, but overall, I want to be more supportive, encourage my teammates, and just be a good leader.
That's great.
I'm the same with Jenny, just want to enjoy my last year. All through high school, I played against Moira. She was always the coach to beat. So I'm excited to see as a team where she can lead us, if she can lead us to a victory, a better season. And just as a personal goal, I'm just excited to get better in my position, not try to take over everywhere on the floor, just focus on where I'm good at and go from there.
What kind of advice do you think you'd give some of the girls that are considering coming to UNBSJ, both academically and or athletically?
An advice I'd give someone athletically is even when it gets hard, don't give up, because like there's so much reward in being on a team, and it's not just about always like, you know, how many times do you win a season or how many times do you lose a season? Like, these are your friends, these are your family. Like, without these people, you wouldn't have half the experience you get. So like, there's maybe 100 experiences you get throughout your 4 years in basketball, but there's 300 you get outside of that are just kind of make the experience. Academically, I would also say the same thing. Like, when it gets hard, ask for help and just like keep pushing through, because it's short term, it seems like it sucks and it's really hard, but like long term, you're gonna get your degree and have a job. So
I think just long-term academics is a big thing. I know a lot of girls in the past years have struggled with mental health as well as academics, keeping up the busy schedule and the good grades. Just always ask for help. There's always people willing to help you, even if they're not in the same program as you. Chances are they've taken similar classes, and as well as the coaches. I know one of our coaches used to be a former teammate, so she definitely knows what we're going through. Yeah. So just reach out, don't be afraid, you're not alone. So
yeah. No, that's great advice. And you know, we're a team of four coaches this year, and as you said, two of them are recent graduates, mm-hmm. one from this school, so it's great that you can have different people to go to if you have any challenges. For me, in terms of goals for the season, I had a great experience playing basketball for 4 years at UNB Fredericton, and I want to provide this team with a fun, challenging, and hopefully, possibly, a successful experience. I want them to have the great experience that I had. We have 3 preseason games and a preseason tournament, and hopefully those 6 exhibition games will prepare us for our first league game, which is on October 25th.
Next, men's basketball head coach Paul Vaughn and the 2024-25 team captains Ethan Schmerda and Jack Fury Miller reveal their off-season prep, discuss their personal goals for the new season, and offer helpful tips for new varsity athletes.
So guys, you're both heading into your 4th season with UNBSJ basketball. How does this season feel different than seasons past? Jack.
I think it's a bit different this season just because we got a little bit of the winning culture last year. So, you know, I was talking to a teammate the other day, especially for rookies that came in last year, rookies that came in this year. They might not have to go through like the 3-15s, the 1-11s, the 0-18s, stuff like that. So we kind of already have a winning culture set in place, even though we didn't have a winning record last year. But I just think the tendencies we're doing, practices, workouts, lifts, stuff like that, it's all shaping up, leading into winning culture. So I think that's a big change this year.
How about you, Ethan?
Yeah, I think with just the guys we have this year, we've kind of built that chemistry. Didn't bring too many new faces in this year, so the guys that we had last year are coming back this year. And we've grown together as a team, so I think once we put it all together, it'll be pretty dominant.
So with this new attitude, with the high expectations, did that impact what you did this offseason, how you prepared?
Yeah, like with this offseason, knowing that there was a pretty good team, pretty good season coming up, definitely worked on my game a little more and really tried to focus on 5-on-5 and just making actions out of plays, because I trust all my teammates to make those plays. So that was just one thing I prioritized, was playmaking.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, just getting in the gym, lifts, on-court, stuff like that, winning mentality, trying to work on my game, especially this is my last dance. So, you know, kind of have to all leave it on the court this year.
So last year, you're both All-Stars. A lot of pressure to kind of maybe repeat that. Does that change your personal goals for this season?
Just this being my last year, my team goals, I guess my goals were more team-based than individual-based, you know. I got a taste of being an All-Star, but just with the roster we have, like, I trust everyone to take shots. I think winning's the main goal at this point.
Yeah, winning's definitely the main goal. My biggest personal goal this year would probably just be a leader on the floor and really just help try to lead my team to achieve the goal of winning.
So let's cut right to it. What are those team goals? What do you guys set for your expectations? It's
championship or bust.
Yeah, pretty much win championship this year and, you know, really dive on that. And, yeah, I don't even want to talk about coming up short. So,
yeah.
You guys have been at this a while now. This is your fourth year here. Jack, it's your fifth year. So looking back, what do you wish you had done differently as coming in as a freshman? What do you understand now as a university player that you have to do that you didn't know coming out of high school?
There's so much like off-court stuff, taking care of your body. Obviously, you don't have to think about it as much when you're 18, 19, but, you know, I feel old saying this, but just like there's a lot that goes into it, like off the court, especially with lifts and stuff like that, just taking care of your body, good diet.
Yeah, I'd say for me, if I was a freshman coming in, I'd say it'd be more of a mindset thing, just realizing that age isn't a factor. Always try to work to beat the guy out in front of you. And, yeah, everyone wants minutes, everyone wants time. So just when you come in, just try to be that guy.
Where you guys are captains and obviously the senior guys on the team, what are some of the things that you do to try to motivate teammates, whether they're new faces, returning guys, the freshmen? What are some of your things that you're doing?
I think probably like my number one philosophy is if your top dogs are working the hardest in practice, working the hardest like with their workouts and stuff like that, just lead by example for the most part. Like if this guy's playing 35 minutes a game right now and he's still busting your butt and in practice, like, you know, you got to show some respect for that.
Yeah, kind of same thing here. Just work as hard as the guy in front of you and work even harder. If you want your minutes, that's how you're going to earn them. And shots aren't falling. I'd always just try to give a comparison of from my game being a senior guy or just tell them to head up and keep going.
Change of pace here a little bit. So what were some of your – who were your influences growing up? It could be basketball, non-basketball that really helped you in the sport.
Yeah, I'd say for me, growing up, it was more like Derrick Rose was my guy. And now, like, as a older player, I'm a big Tom Brady fan. Just a veteran that can always just lead his team, no matter he has the most skilled guys, the not as skilled guys, just always finds a way to win.
I'd say for myself, like being a Canadian or whatever, I was definitely a DeMar DeRozan guy. That kind of changed my game because I tried to play like him. I was taking a lot of mid-ranges, a lot of pump fakes, footwork, stuff like that. But as the game's evolving, I kind of find myself like leaning on someone like Mikal Bridges or whatever, just after every single defensive possession, hit spot up threes, great cutter, stuff like that.
What about off the court? Any like coaches or mentors or family members that kind of motivated you, supported you through your development?
Definitely both my parents, you know, helped me put me through everything. Definitely big inspirations for myself.
Yeah, I'd say my grandmother really. She was just a single mother growing up and really only the grandmother I really had, so she really played a big role in my life.
If you could play one-on-one against any player in history, who would it be?
I'll go first. I'm taking Bob Cousy just because he's known as all-time great, and I think I'm wiping him. So just getting that respect.
I knew you were going to pick a Celtic. I would bet money on Tatum.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to lose it, so.
Right.
Pre-game rituals, you guys have any? Ethan?
Honestly, not really. I kind of just show up and hope I'm ready to go. For some reason, my hands are always cold before game, so I'd say just really trying to warm those up, blow in, wipe in, just whatever I got to do to get warm.
I usually have my bigger meal like 3.5 hours out from game time. And then, you know, headphones in until I'm at the gym. And then I have something like gummy bears, something like that. Something sugary, probably like an hour before, 30 minutes before.
Men's volleyball head coach Dino Carrozzios dives into a lively discussion with Cameron Willis and Gabe Powell as they evaluate this year's competition. Plus, they each share their top pick from the team to join them on their ultimate beach volleyball squad.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good.
All right. Quick question for you guys. How you like the season so far?
I'll start it off. I like the season probably my favorite season here so far, and this is my third year. So we have great chemistry with the team, and we already showed that we can compete with top level teams at a tournament we played in last weekend. So I'm excited for the season to start. I'm excited for, you know, the fellas to get a few wins.
I think it's going to go well.
But yeah, it's your first year, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, you haven't seen what Cameron has seen the last couple of years. So it's a little different for you.
Yeah, that's true.
But how you like it so far?
I enjoy it quite a bit. I find practice is pretty fun. In the tournament we played last week was really fun, seeing all the boys play, do the stuff they needed to do.
Cool.
Pretty fun.
You know, this year's a little different. We got six teams in the league with Dell EC joining.
Yeah.
You know, that's fun. You know, how you guys feel about that?
I like the extra team. My first year when I was here, there was only four teams, including us. And each year I've been here, there's been a new team added, which, you know, kind of adds, you know, a new part to our league, which I feel like it's, you know, it's great getting more teams out and involved in our league and playing volleyball.
First year, not too sure. But I think it's pretty fun to have another team, more games to play, more experience.
Predictions? What do you think? You think the league is going to finish at the end of the year?
I think.
Or is that a bad omen?
No, it's okay. I think we're going to finish first, obviously.
You know. Yeah, why? Why? Curious to say, wait, what's the reason?
Because what I've seen in practice, I see that once we get going, like, I don't think there's a team that can stop us.
Cool.
I think the same thing. I think it's wrong if we say that we don't want ourselves to finish first, and I think it's wrong if we talk about not seeing ourselves in that first place, because I think we're definitely a team that can get it done, and we're definitely a team that can compete with every team in this league and take each team to a good game. So I'm excited for the boys to get out.
So what do you think about the other teams in the league? Who's going to finish 2, 3, 4, 5, 6?
Well, I'll give my list. I think it's going to go Dallacy, Crandall, Holland, Stu, St. Anne, and then us.
I think Dally C may have a tough year just because it's his first year in the league, and we did see that a little bit with Crandall last year. But I think Crandall will be a step ahead of Dally C. I think Holland will be next, and then I think it'll be kind of a three-way battle between, or I guess a two-way battle between USA and Stu, and then hopefully us coming out on top.
Here's another question. Let's say we play a beach volleyball tournament. Who would be the guy on the team you'd like to pick to play with in a tournament?
I'd be picking John. I played
John again.
I played beach with John throughout the summer, and we did pretty well. John just gets everything, so.
Okay, Cam?
I feel like for beach, I'm going to have to go with Liam, just because I'm a great fan of having a good set of hands and good, you know, someone who's able to set the ball and set up for an attack or something. So I love having a good set of hands.
So if we have a little tournament, we have a little 2-on-2. So Cam and Liam and then John and Gabe, who would come on top?
We're taking it. Me and Liam are
sure?
taking it. We're taking it.
Maybe.
I think it's close. You're scared already.
I think we should set that up.
I'm ready for it.
Okay. I got one last thing. Who do you think is the best cook on the team?
Ooh, the best?
Or who would be the worst cook on the team?
Okay, so the worst for sure is Fletch. I've heard some questionable cooking things from Fletch's home, so that's who I'm kind of shouting the worst cook at right now.
I'd also go with Fletch. Off of what I've heard.
Our boy from BC is going to be hurting when he hears this.
Sorry, Fletch, but just heard you weren't the best cook.
Next, you'll hear from head coach Colin Chambers and varsity athlete Haley Wilson on what the team dynamic looks like this year, the strong additions to the women's volleyball team, and much more.
Well, entering my fifth year with the team, I'm really excited for this year. We brought in some talented new players this season, and so far they've really meshed well with the rest of the team. We also have some really strong returning players, and this season I'm hoping we can stay healthy, keep a positive attitude in the environment, and make sure that we're being as competitive as we can so that we can take a run at the ACAA championship this year. Run through a few questions here for Haley. First off, how are you feeling about the upcoming season?
I'm feeling really excited. I think we have a lot of potential. Like you said, our team has meshed really well so far, even though we have 5 new players this year. And so far, our practices have been very high quality and competitive, I feel. So I'm really excited to see how we implement that into the season.
Great. And so far, we've had one preseason tournament. It was just last weekend. And we saw a lot of different lineups, and we were able to compete with some really strong teams from the ACAA and the Senior League around Southern New Brunswick. So Haley, with the addition of 5 new players, it can be difficult to build those relationships early in the season. How do you feel they have contributed to the preseason so far? What do you think they'll add to the team?
I feel as though the first-year players this year are coming in as a strong presence and challenging the returning players to compete with them every day and improve in their positions.
I can definitely see that so far in practice. It's really been more intense than in previous years. How do you feel like this year is different from others, whether it's the makeup of the team, the personalities, expectations?
I think this year, compared to previous years, we're a bit stronger collectively in practice, and I think that the returning players have pulled motivation from the way we've finished over the past few years to really put it all into this season and maybe hope for a better outcome.
Newly appointed badminton head coach Paul Higgins and varsity athletes Sydney and Krishna discuss their excitement for the upcoming season. They provide behind the scenes look at training and reflect on what they've learned so far, plus much more.
Who on the team would you want to play against in singles?
In singles?
The most.
Oh my god, well, I'm a competitive guy, so obviously I like to take on Krishna, because I gotta push a little extra. We had a match there on the weekend, and it was a lot of fun. You know, he took care of business the first game, and he kind of lowered his pace, so he could...
The cardio diet thing.
Yeah, Paul's making me do a lot of cardio, you know, keeping me fit for the season.
That's right.
We have a pretty close head-to-head, though.
Yeah, I know, they're really good rallies, you know, and hit the shuttle hard, and I got to chase it down a lot, and it's pretty hard on the body, the lack of muscles I got. Whatever muscles I do have, I got to lunge pretty hard to get those shots.
So. Who would you choose as your one person to play a match?
You or Paul.
How about
Matt
Harkwell? You guys had a real good one the other day.
Yeah, he's just so tall. Like, I'm not used to playing against people that tall, in women's. Yeah, you're short, okay. But, I don't know. In women's, there's not anybody that's as tall as Matt. Like, Matt's,
Ritu's
taller
than him. Powerful.
Yeah,
Ritu's
taller than
good.
Me, but yeah. Matt is, like 6'3", 6'2"?
He's taller than me, I know that.
Yeah,
I look up to
he's
him.
An inch taller
than me.
I'd hit, a punch clear or something, and Matt would just not even have to move for it. Like, he'd just be there, and I was like, what the heck?
This
isn't supposed to happen.
Yeah. He's got, the tennis stuff, too, so, you know, he's good on his feet, so he can just reach up and kind of come down on it.
Yeah, he was jumping for stuff, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is as high as I can hit it. Like,
almost
what's
reaching
on?
The ceiling when he gets up there, right?
Yeah.
Can't do much. Same with you, too, though. When I was playing you, I had to hit a lot of high lifts instead of, when you get in the punch clear games or the fast games.
I know, but that's just for the first game.
You cut it off so good.
That's just for the first game.
The
second and third game, I'm wheezing. I'm on the floor.
I had to be a good coach and get something in there. Make sure you get the workout instead of wasting your time. But no, for a tall player like you too, those flat shots are... they're just right near your wheelhouse, and they're so devastating to play against, right? So someone like Matt too, right? And he's been hitting it pretty hard lately too. He's been adjusting from tennis to badminton, and he's doing a good job.
Paul, what are you most excited for this year?
This year? I don't know. I'm always excited. So the fact that we have court time is I'm
great.
Excited for every practice. Yeah. But we have really good facilities. The floor is perfect. There's no ceiling. And when the fans are off, it's perfect to hit here. So every time we hit, it's so much fun. Like even the other day when it was just us hitting there, we were able to get some really good good quality rallies in. So with the numbers that we have this year with three courts, we have 12 official people on the team. So if you have four people on a court, you know, for each night, you can have like a perfect workout, you mm-hmm. know, as far as what drills you can do and how you mix and match the players. So like, you know, just having that court time and the three courts to work with and just being able to like do so many drills at the same time. And, you know, for the course of the year, like I'm excited to see how it pans out and then be able to look back on the whole year and see, you know, how the bridges that we were building here kind of put together and see if it's solid and, you know, if we can keep going with it. And anyway, so it's just fun to kind of, you know, daydream and get creative about the badminton stuff. So
from what you saw last year, like who do you think is the most improved from last year to this year?
Oh my God.
Chris, you think about this too?
I think it's Matt Harkle.
That's what I was going to say.
I was saying Matt that Harkle. Too. Yeah, Matt for Harkle. Sure, man. Yeah. Yeah.
When I first saw him last year, he couldn't even clear. But now he's yeah. like, yeah. he's moving so
he's
well.
Moving
and
then,
yeah.
So
yeah, he's so, so much better.
Better.
Yeah.
Like, and, I'm excited for him to play. Like,
yeah, I can't wait to see him in the competition. And he's like super athletic too. So, mm-hmm. and again, like with the tennis, like he's so fundamentally sound at that, mm-hmm. that
yeah,
when you start off, his first instincts are to go to like your natural sport.
Yeah.
So when he's hitting the shot, you know, there's a lot of similarities with tennis and badminton. There's a lot of differences too, but the similarities, it kind of helped him be, you know, talented right off the bat. But then his ability to improve at the game too, with his like athletic mind and ability,
yeah.
He can, you know, he's catching on really quickly to the differences between the badminton and tennis. Mm. And he's starting to, like, actually do it on the court, too.
Yeah, like, him and Saif have been putting in the work.
I know, and
oh,
then
yeah.
they always keep coming up to me and asking me, like, how can I improve this? How can I improve that?
Always,
funny, they
yeah.
don't
and I'm always so happy to help them, you know? Like,
yeah, it's
they're so
someone.
They're so curious and they
yeah.
want to learn
yeah.
how to play. And then, yeah,
like
I just feel so happy.
Yeah,
yeah.
that's the attitude that's
yeah.
the funnest to work with, right? Because
yes.
they're going to put the overtime in, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every day I went to the gym in the summer, like I'd see them there hitting on the courts,
oh, yeah.
like the
yeah.
two of them.
Even
like,
Tishan.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Tishan's
Tishan.
Been at every
yeah.
single practice.
They've been doing so
first
well
one
too.
There, yeah.
Like in Matt and Safe too, like every practice we get there and they're
I know,
already
they're
there.
All,
like,
yeah, they set up the nets.
They
yeah,
set
they set up,
up
the nets and they're
already, sweating.
Yeah.
Like they're going like so hard, like they're dripping sweat when we walk in and like I walk in with like
yeah.
my slippers, my iced coffee.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh shoot.
Yeah, but no, like it's funny because at the start of practice too, like, you know, I'm usually ready to start a warm up and, you know, just, okay, guys, we'll ease into the footwork. And I get there and Matt and Safe are just like, you know, dripping.
They're going as hard as they
yeah.
can.
As hard as they can, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, well, okay, you guys can just keep going
yeah.
at it and we'll catch up to you there.
Sydney, how do you find the preseason so far?
It's good. Like, I'm excited to start. I'm a little nervous.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be nervous. Like, I know I have you and, like,
yeah.
it'll be fine. I don't
mm-hmm.
know.
Get through the first match there,
yeah.
and then it'll be, you know.
Like,
yeah,
yeah.
I get to come out and talk to you at the interval, too. So.
Paul always has a Tim Hortons coffee in his hand, no matter
yeah.
what.
It's an addiction.
Every practice, he has, like, a small coffee in his hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Hey, I'm watching the show, right? So, you know, I got to have a little treat there.
Oh, my
gosh. Sit back and watch the good
yeah,
quality
Yeah, Paul's
rally.
Like, okay, you guys go run.
Yeah. You're
anybody
running
have popcorn?
Yeah.
Watching.
Yeah.
Well, that's a wrap on episode 4 of Howl with the Wolves. Be sure to follow at UMB SJC Wolves on Facebook and Instagram. Plus, check out our website, howlwiththewolves.ca, for all things Sea Wolves.